Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, let's see, 3RP, or is it the RP? I don't know. Is it 3RP or the RP? Yo, thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. Yo, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a missing show? We do this every single day. DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. The Daily Go Get a Mission Show, DG Show, going down all up in your area. And it's the 20th of the month. Thanksgiving is almost here. November is almost out. What is really going down, man? It's like, yo, 2020. Has given us a hell of a run for our money, but it looks like it's winding down. What's going to happen now? Well, we still got 10 more days left of November. November goes up to November 30th. Only 30 days in November. But it might be in November to remember because we changed hands of the president, and it looks like we may have set the precedent to get a little bit better, improve our lives, and make sure that we can survive. The COVID-19 has been going down this year. That shit has really made it simple clear that we got to do a little better, got to wear our mask, the PPE. Don't you see me? Well, I'm in the crib right now. If I was out there, I would have a mask right now. All right, y'all, let's get it popping. Yo, so tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're talking about it can't be a diss if it's true. Do y'all believe that? Do you accept that? Do you acknowledge that? Are you feeling it? It can't be a diss if it's true. Well, no, we might have to really take a look. A whole look at this one. Because that's not an easy concept to unpack. You know, it may be a diss to somebody whether it's true or not, because it could be the truth at the wrong time. And as you know, and I know, and we know, and how it go, the truth at the wrong time is just as bad as lying on somebody, because, you know, it shows that, first of all, you may be disloyal to somebody. Like, you may have been breaking the bond of secrecy that somebody was trying to keep with you, or somebody thought that they had with you, and that's a problem. On the flip side of that, you just may be on some other shit. Maybe you was only telling the truth because you was drunk. You know, alcohol brings out the truth, and folks, that shit is really no joke. That's my word. This is what I'm going to have to do. I'm not going to be able to beat on the table tonight if with my finger fucked up like this. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to make me a little bandage. Yes, I am. I'm going to have to make me a little bandage so I can be y'all right. All right, hold on. I got to get doctored up a little something. So let me, I should have done this before the show started, but yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So this is what this is why I talk wine. Let me get this thing popped. But yeah, I'm going to talk to y'all while I still do this. Yeah, you know, a lot of people feel like it's their right to tell the truth on people, or to expose the truth. Well, you know, somebody had to say it. It needed to be said. So I was only saying what people was already thinking. I was only saying what people was only thinking. I was only saying what people was only thinking. But you blew up the spot and left the shit stinking. It left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, and they didn't want to hear that shit come out of your mouth. And that shit that you said was really, really foul. And now look at you. It's like putting on trial. And didn't nobody care about that. We was chilling up in the crib, laying out in the flat, having a couple of drinks, chilling out with our friends. You came up and blew up the spot. That shit wasn't right with your men and women. Yo, what is you doing tonight? Yo, you did that shit, and it really wasn't right. But they can always fire back and say, but it was true, though. You know, like, now, depending on the severity of the truth that was told, it might have been like, Now, what if somebody got drunk? Because we could play that card for a minute. You know, somebody got drunk and they decided to reveal a secret that probably needed to be revealed, but it was something that everybody was keeping on the low, and it came out tonight, and this was something that was going to be life-changing. This wasn't going to be sweet like that. Like, let's say it was something of a sexual assault nature. You know what I mean? Somebody been feeling and touching and feeling, and they've been feeling and touching, and they was unauthorized, and they've been doing that shit to girls and doing that shit to guys, and they've been doing that shit since they was kids. They need counseling, and nobody took that shit seriously. And now look, the little nigga's like a peeping Tom. And he's a little too touchy feely, so that might have came out. Now, there really isn't a right place or right time for no shit like that to come out. So whenever you reveal it about somebody, you know, people are going to feel some kind of way about it, because the party can't go on the way that it was going before that truth got told. Now, yeah, it might have been the wrong place, in the wrong time to put that shit out. But what is the wrong time to expose somebody for sexual assault? You done molested somebody, you done felt on somebody, you done had sex with somebody, you done forced yourself on somebody. And it was a Me Too moment that people would have really rather have stayed on the low. But everybody may have been protecting this motherfucker, and that shit ain't cool. So somebody who may have been a victim or whatever, came out and said it. What you gonna do now? It wasn't an insult and it wasn't a lie. Well, maybe it was insulting because the person who was the predator felt all out of sorts and fucked up. You know what? How about this? What if the person who did it wasn't even there? What if they wasn't there, but their cousin was there, and their sister was there, and their brother was there, and their mother was there, but they wasn't there? Yeah, yeah, your son, your cousin, your brother, your whatever, your sister, they got a problem with keeping their hands to themselves. And everybody know it's true. But I guess everybody was getting over it. Everybody was getting past it. Everybody was playing it on the low. Nobody was saying nothing. And the beat kept going on. And now it's been put out there, and nobody is going to be able to front on it. Now everybody all bent out of shape. Everybody mouth is all turned up like, it's like when the record scratches. Zzz, zzz, zzz. Now, of course, I went for the most extreme example first. I know that. I understand that. So we're going to come down from that. But I wanted to set that precedent because that's one of the things that a lot of people do try to stuff under the rug, sweep under the rug, keep on the low, act like it ain't going on when everybody knows. Everybody knows. Carol Chamberlain says, you need Band-Aid. I know. But this is why I can't use a Band-Aid. I can't use a Band-Aid because the cut is too long. So it's like I would have to use two Band-Aids to cover it because it's long. It's the whole length of like from the knuckle to the fingernail. It's long and it's open. So I left it open today and just kept it clean so it can start to heal. And it is starting to heal. But, you know, when it starts to heal, it actually starts hurting. So there's pain here. But I got to be able to, ow, fuck. I'm going to have to do it with, all right, we work it out, 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 we get, Donald McGeever says, give a shout out to my twins. They turned 17 yesterday. Appreciate it. Got you, my brother. I got you, my brother. That will be done. So it is written. It will be done. Everything is good. Got you under the gun. But yeah, so it can't be a diss when it's true. Like I said, we went to the most extreme example first, but we can come down. We can come down from that. You know, somebody is losing their hair. You know that shit is a sensitive topic. Motherfuckers losing their hair. Yeah, I said, motherfuckers don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about that shit. Yeah, they don't want to talk about it. It's the elephant in the room, you know, type embarrassed, you know. Like, but everybody can see that you're losing your hair. But once again, it can be one of those situations where you were sitting around drinking in Yabe. You were sitting around drinking in Yabe, and then somebody just went ahead and lit the fuse. Lit the fuse. Yeah, so I see you ain't ready to put that razor to that scalp yet, huh? You just gonna let yourself rock out and be that, and you just gonna do the George Jefferson, huh? Or you gonna try to rock a black comb over? You know you gotta have good hair to do that. Oh, don't, hey, no, this ain't the time. No, don't talk about what's good hair and black hair. I mean, what's good hair and bad hair right now, nigga? You know what I mean? This ain't the time for you to be conscious. For you to be conscious. You be conscious of all of that hair that's spraying shit that you've been letting your barber put in your hair trying to fill in the blank. That ain't alopecia, motherfucker. That hair ain't coming back. It's time for the rogue gang. It's time for the rogue gang. It's time for the Game. Life won't be the same every time you brush your hair, you comb it up in the sink, and you're running around bald spots like your shit don't stink. It's time to come to the realization of that. yo, it's all right. You don't have to wear a hat. Every man goes through this. Well, maybe not every man, but a whole lot of men these days, you know, you understand. It's time for you to, it's time for you to swallow your pride. Take the razor inside your palm. Do that shit. Stroke your gum and the hair comes off and you're good. Yo, let it go off. Woo! But yeah, I ain't dissing you. You need to, yo, it's time. Let me put you on with a couple of words to describe what's going on with you and your scalp right now. These words are going to be soothing words. These words are going to be the words that help you. These are going to take you to the next level. Words like bronze, B-R-A-U-N, bronze. It's a company. Check it out. Google that. Norelco. Norelco. Wall. W-A-H-L. I said wall. W-H-A-L. I said wall. W-H-H-L. They sell them clippers and you can do well. It's time, size. It's time. It's time. Oster. Oster. O-S-T-E-R. 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 Oster. Yeah, these are names of clipper companies, razor companies. You know what I'm saying? So if you too scared to put the razor to your scalp, you can cold get the hair out, the remaining hair. You know, male part pattern baldness. You know what I'm talking about. When the shit won't grow hair, but it grow all around here. You can have a side afro all you want. You can have an afro like the rings of Saturn around your head, but ain't nothing going on the top of your head, man. You looking crazy. Go ahead. Take the plunge. It ain't going to hurt that bad. Yeah, everybody going to say that you look a little funny when you first cut off your shit, because everybody looks a little funny when they first cut off their shit. But eventually, your hair starts to adjust. It's no bullshit. It's just like when you cut the hair off of a cat and throw it out there in the cold of the winter. When it grows back, it's going to grow back black. So it can keep more warmth in. You know, that's what happens in nature. Nature's a crazy thing. Same thing with a man. When he first cuts off his hair, when he shaves his hair looks a little funny, but it adjusts after a while. Once he starts to understand that it's not the end of the world and that he'll get past all of this and he'll still get girls and he doesn't look all crazy, he just looks different, but he looks the way that he's going to look for the rest of his life. That's the thing about baldness that men have to understand. This is how you're going to look for the rest of your life, son. So the new haircuts that come out, you're not going to be part of that. And shout out to all of these motherfuckers getting that crazy man rug and that weed shit and that all of that shit you be seeing in the videos. Elapsed time, 3 minutes, and they doing all this old crazy shit to make motherfuckers look like they still got hair. I don't know if those videos are true. I don't give a fuck. If it's true, shout out to the motherfuckers that's getting it. Y'all niggas is soft as hell. I don't respect no man who won't just accept his fate. There's times any man that will make other people accept their fate, but he won't accept his, your fate of nature? Yo, I'm not feeling that. Women can go ahead and wig themselves up and get weaves and all of that shit that they want to. A man can't do that shit. Not if he don't want to get dissed by me. And so since we're talking about, it can't be a diss if it's true. So if you tell a motherfucker, like, listen, man, it's over. Your hair is over like Rover. Shave that shit, yo. Shave that shit, nigga. Shave that shit, yo. Shave that shit, nigga. Shave that shit, yo. Shave that shit, nigga. What you talking about? Come on, man. Stop playing, son. Hey, yo, for real. What's going on? Hey, yo, my big sis, Robin Ming, is all up in here doing the thing. Not like a king, she's a queen on the scene. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. And I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on? And Norris Hill says, you're only as sick as your secrets. Just because you don't want to look at the truth doesn't mean it's not true. Enablers should get called out for being complicit as well. And you know. You said a ring like that. Come on, man. You know what I mean? That George Jefferson shit really only happens on TV. You know, niggas ain't doing that shit. You know, they made George wear his hair like that on some bullshit. A black man gotta accept his fate. White men, they'll try to hold on to their hair. You know, they'll hold on to that shit like a crab holds on to another crab, trying not to get thrown into that pot, that heated pot. But black men, we ain't supposed to be like that. We supposed to say, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going out like Luke Gossett. Who don't like Luke Gossett? Everybody like Luke Gossett. Did you know Luke Gossett is like 6'4"? Did you know that shit? He was a tall boy. He ain't even fit in Hollywood. Too tall to be in Hollywood. You know, actors are typically shorter. Cherry. What's going on, Cherry? A Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's a woman day to day with fame. Cinderella, day to day. Well, it's a woman day to day with fame. How you feeling, Ma? Robin Mink says, a man's wig is a toupee. A white man's wig is a toupee. Black men look stupid as shit trying to rock that shit. Because they don't make toupees for our hair. That should be looking crazy. Have you ever seen the black man's version of a toupee? You see that shit? That shit is almost insulting. It really is. Let it go. And stop being mad at motherfuckers for calling you out and letting you know that it's time for you to, you know, ramp up your self-esteem. Accept your fate, nigga. Accept your fate. We all gotta do it. It's not a big deal. Not a big deal. Order in the court. All y'all going bald ass niggas that's trying not to reveal that they going bald, and you mad at motherfuckers for saying you going bald, and everybody can see it. You're seen by all. They see all. Your dome up there ain't no motherfucking head that used to be there. So come on, don't nobody care. They're going to support you. Once you cut off your fucking hair, can't nobody support that shit. You got rings around Saturn and you're wearing a hat, sir. Stop that shit. You're embarrassing your parents. You're a disgrace. Disgrace. You, sir, is what I call me a disgrace. Boy, you is what I call me a disgrace. That is what I call me a disgrace. That's a problem. All right, y'all, so that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. It's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. I'm your host, 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrr. And we're talking about it can't be a diss if it's true. Now, that's more of a question. It's more of a question. I mean, because can it be true and still be a diss? I'll tell you a couple of examples of when it can be true and still be a diss. Birthmark. You got a birthmark on your face. I grew up with a cat. I've told y'all about it before. I grew up with a cat. He had a birthmark right here. And it was a hairy joint. It was a hairy black birthmark. It was one of the strangest things I've ever seen. He was an otherwise good-looking kid. But he did. He had a joint. And you know every now and then people tease me. Yeah, what's up with you? What's that shit you got? Yeah, you got a hair stick on your head, man. Listen, this nigga got a flat caterpillar on his head. Every now and then, kids got crazy and started teasing. You know what I'm saying? And it was true. It was true because it wasn't something you could ignore. When you got a blemish like that right there on your face, it's not something that you can sweep under the rug. Like as people say, as plain as the nose on your face. Well, it was plain as the birthmark on his forehead. He had the mark of the beast. But like I said, he was an otherwise good-looking kid. Nobody called him ugly. It was just a strange joint. And I know at that age, because he was about 8, 9, 10 years old, I know that he probably wished he didn't have that fucking birthmark. I wonder where he is today, though. Because, like I said, he wasn't an ugly kid. Nobody called him ugly. Nobody said, ah, you're ugly ass, looking there all crazy with that shit. No, they didn't say that. Most of us around the way who was friends with him, you know, we didn't bring it up. But if we brought it up, it was true. Like, yo, son, yo. Yo, you don't want to get in a busting contest. You don't want to get in a busing contest. That's what you don't want to do. And if you do, we already know it's going to turn into a fight. Because we already know what angle everybody is going to take. We already know. We already know. Hold on. Wait, what's wrong with Cherry Cherry? See, I was always up Cherry Cherry.
He says,
Well, hold on. Oh, she says, I'm not feeling good at all. Sorry about that, Cherry Cherry. Yeah, I hope everybody sent a shout out to Cherry Cherry. Carol always already kind of took care of it, but that's what's up. I hope you feel a lot better. I do. I hope everything starts to turn out all right. But yeah, my man didn't want to get in a busting contest because we already knew that was going to turn into a fight because he already knew what angle everybody was going to take. They was going to start talking that shit. Yo, that thing on your forehead. That's where we're going to start, but it won't be where we end. But he accepted his fate. It wasn't bad like that. Stacey Yvette White. What's going on, Stacey? You know what I mean? Holding it down for the D all day, every day. That's what's up. Thanks for coming on through. And Carol Chamberlain says, it's all in the delivery, Omar. Just don't tell him it's over. But see, what I'm talking about, Carol, is when a motherfucker start losing his hair, like, you know, a lot of women are dealing with alopecia and straight baldness. You know, a lot of y'all women, y'all shit just, you know what I mean? A lot of women out here, they're dealing with baldness, too. Hair getting thin, real thin, looking like Linus Van Pelt. You know Linus from Charlie Brown? You know what I mean? He's got the Charlie Brown, what, 8, 9 years old and bald, 3 strands of hair on his head. Nobody say shit about that. You ever notice that about Charlie Brown and Charlie Brown show? Yo, they talk about him not being able to kick footballs and not being able to win games and shit like that. Nobody says shit about his head. I ain't never seen white boys with 3 strands of hair who ain't, and nobody said nothing about it like it's normal. He got the head of a newborn baby. And nobody ain't say shit. Charlie Brown. The head of a newborn baby. 3 strands. Looking like a 3-pronged alfalfa joint. Nobody say shit about that through the whole series. Nothing. Not a word. Linus, his friend Linus, carrying around a blanket. And his hair ain't really right. Like, he got, like, a hickey under there, and he got a comb over. Like, what's going on with Linus? Yo, what was the deal with Linus? Somebody tell me what happened with Linus. Linus Van Pelt. And his sister Lucy. Lucy had a full head of hair. Schroeder had a full head of hair. Even Black Franklin had a full head of hair. Linus running around here with a comb over. And a lot of y'all women nowadays are running around here with a Linus comb over. Well, I'm not going to suggest that y'all cut y'all shit off. You're going to have to find another way to handle that shit. But don't get mad when somebody start pointing it out. It's your job to make sure that nobody notice that you rocking a Linus Van Pelt comb over. That's your job. It's not nobody else's job. You got work to do. You got work to do. You got work to do. On the Osley Brothers tip. All right. Robbie Mink says he couldn't help it because he was born with a patch of hair on his face. That's right. He couldn't help it. But what my point was, like I said, we didn't tease him, but he was a sitting duck. He want to stay out of that. He want to stay out of that conversation. But like I said, he wasn't an ugly dude, though. None of the girls called him ugly because he wasn't. He just had a, it was a strange thing. It really was. I haven't seen him in 3 decades, at least. Maybe 4. Maybe 4. Carol Chamberlain said, careful, my hair is thinning, so watch it. Well, if you start to get close to the Linus look, well, you go handle that. I'm gonna put it in your capable hands to handle that. Yo, handle that. And she's talking about something, not the mark of the beast. Yes, it was the mark of the beast. That's what we would have said if we was busting on him. Like, yo, you running around here with 3 sixes on your forehead. What is you doing? Oh, we know what happened. That's, you was born a unicorn. And some cut the horn off of your forehead. We would have said some shit like that. Because we was kids, and kids are mean, and they know how to creatively diss you. Interestingly enough, when I was younger, I didn't tease people. Yeah, I tease people now, but I didn't grow up that way. I did not grow up. I really didn't. I was the type that would protect people who had, you know, little quirks, little innuendo, little things about them that they couldn't change. Things about them that they couldn't change. They couldn't rearrange, but it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We get through these times. All right. Carol Jimbler says, I think the reason was not to ridicule anyone, but to be caring. Interesting. Narcissa says, don't leave out Linus sucking his thumb, and carrying around a blanket. And he had a comb over. And Linus had to be all of about 7 years old. Saw it. He says, man, hi, man, I like your clothes. That's an interesting compliment. What up, Saw? Now I'm going to have to keep my eye on you. It's all good. Let me see how this plays out. Let me see. Wait a minute. Can I tell you something? I'm going to point mine out, and I'm going to punch you. You're so violent. I mean, what's the deal? Why would you want to be violent with the God? I'm chilling. Robbie Mink says, off topic, Omar, Charlie Brown Christmas is on Apple TV. Already? Damn. I think you told me last month that they had the Great Pumpkin there. Damn, they don't have a Great Pumpkin and a Thanksgiving John or the Christmas John on regular TV this year? That's a travesty. That's a travesty. But I still got them on DVR. I don't erase the shit. I just fast forward through the TV. I mean, through the commercials. Okay, Annette Davis says, hey, everybody, I said, Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, my? Good to see me, some you. Thanks for coming through. You know how we about to do. You got a fucking fly in here. He going to die. Yo, I'm going to handle that. Yeah, because when I get him, I'm going to have him. Pull out the sweeper and spray it at him. Good to see you, Annette. Thanks for coming on now. Word up. I hope you are healing up, you know, doing what's necessary. Make it happen. All right. Okay. So, Annette is not feeling well. Cherry is not feeling well. All Scorpios are sick right now. Every last one of them. Every last. It must be sick season for Scorpios. It's a bad time to be a Scorpio. Here we are on the 20th of Scorpio. It's bad. By Monday, it won't be no more Scorpios left. There'll be Sagittarius. Shit is about to get hectic. So y'all better savor this weekend. Y'all better hold on to this weekend. Motherfucker. Yeah, don't fuck with O. I'm fast. Bitch ass. Yeah. Fuck out of here. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Gotta clean my shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You underestimated the fast hands of the God side. Ha ha. Ha ha. Fuck out of here. Nasty ass. Nasty ass flying creatures, outside. Okay. Now I'm feeling good. Feeling real good. I said, all right. Emily says, I thought that was a strange comment. Oh, I'm not sure which one you're talking about. Okay. Carol Samuel says, PBS is now going to show them too. Oh, really? Okay. So then there won't be no commercials. That's what I like about PBS. That's what I like. But you might have to deal with some fundraising. Do they still do that shit on PBS? Still doing all that fundraising? I mean, haven't they raised enough money by now? We've been doing that shit since the 80s. Emma says, it may come on next. I'm waiting on me some Charlie Brown. That's what's up. Robbie Mink says, no, everything is on Apple TV. Apple TV? I ain't watching no Apple TV. No way. I better put that shit on Google TV or something. Robbie makes it. And then Capricorn, the whole school. Cool your heels. It won't even be 2020 by the time you get your chance to shine. Oh, Emily says about your clothes from a guy. Yeah, I'm like, yo, come on, man. Come on, yo, we not. All right. Hey, Emily, we gonna keep it moving. Crush grooving, body moving. Charlie, you talking about some, I like your outfit too. See, this is what we not going to do. See, the title of this show is, it's not an insult if it's true, right? I see what y'all doing. I see what you're doing, Charlie. I see what you're doing, Charlie. I see what you're doing. I see what y'all doing. I get it. But it ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. Anyway. Sometimes we get mad at people for telling the truth on us because we figure that it's the wrong time to tell the truth. And I can understand that to a certain degree because, listen, if two people already agreed that they was going to keep something on the low, then you should just keep it on the low. Now, if somebody outside of that agreement comes along and knows about whatever it is that you've been trying to keep on the low and they just happen to bring it up, For example, let's say you used to sniff coke or shoot heroin or pop pills. One thing about using drugs is that nobody ever forgets that you used to use drugs. One really big pitfall about using drugs is that no one will ever forget that that's what you used to do. They will never forget that shit. Yeah, they won't forget it. So when you go through the rest of your life, you know, acting like, you know, you don't get high no more, and you may not be getting high anymore, but when you try to act like like that's so far in your past that it doesn't matter anymore. Let's say you come in contact with somebody who has seen you get high, and they didn't get high with you. This is somebody who bore witness to you getting high back in the days when you was getting high, regardless of how deep into it that you were. Maybe you weren't a dope fiend, but you shot heroin. Maybe you weren't a crackhead, but you definitely sniffed the coke and smoked the crack. Okay. Well, when they come, when you out doing your thing or whatever, you just chilling, and somebody be like, yo, man, I remember you used to get all high, you used to be fucked up out there, not giving a fuck. And the person that you was around, the person that you was talking to, they don't know that part of your history. Now, it looks like the person who brought it up is insulting you. It seems like they dissing you. It looks like they're bringing up your past and coming at your neck and all of that kind of shit. And you don't appreciate it. But at the same time, it was true. Now, one thing that all ex-drug addicts need to be prepared for is somebody bringing up the fact that they used to get high. Because more than likely, if you used to get high, you used to steal. And more than likely, if you used to get high, you used to lie. And if it was more than likely, you used to get high, you dissed your kids. You didn't take care of them the way that you needed to. You know, so you can't get mad when somebody bring that shit up, but you may get mad because somebody brought it up. But you did used to get high. And you did used to neglect your kids. And you did used to steal from your mom's house. And people did used to have to put padlocks on their bedrooms and keep you out of basements and garages and all that kind of shit and storage rooms. People, you know, kids couldn't keep their piggy banks around your fucking ass. You was breaking piggy banks. Porcelain piggy banks was not safe around you. And neither was those VCRs, too. And can't forget the motherfucking microwave. You would sell anything that you had. You didn't know how to behave. And now you're clean. And you act like that shit never happened, you know what I mean? But somebody comes around and they remind you how it all went down. And you mad at a motherfucker. But you mad at a motherfucker. You mad at a motherfucker. Same way as if you used to be a trick. Let's say you used to be selling ass for money. Well, when you sell an ass for money, word gets around that you sell ass for money. So if you don't want to deal with your torrid past, but the fact remains that you used to sell ass. You don't want to deal with your torrid past, but the fact remains that you used to sell ass. Hold on. You don't want to deal with the fact that you sold ass. That was in the past. You don't want to deal with the torrid past, but the fact remains that you used to sell ass. You don't want to deal with the sordid past, but the fact remains that you used to sell ass. You don't want to deal with the things you did, but you used to sell ass. That's why you got 8 kids. I said, you don't want to deal with the stuff that happened. Yo, it doesn't matter. Yo, those ass cheeks are clapping up. You was a dancer, too. You were selling much ass. Because that's what you used to do. You had a little drug problem on the side. Sipping all the coke. Yo, lighting up. Shit wasn't going down. Yo, for real. Yo, you don't want to deal with the past. But the fact remains that you used to sell ass. You can't sell your ass in private. It takes two to sell from ass, son. It takes two to sell from ass, son. It takes two to sell from ass, son. You can't sell no ass to yourself. You won't pay. That's masturbation anyway. What the fuck is wrong with you today? You know what I'm talking about. Shit is bad. You can't sell no ass and take me going to jail. Somebody brings up the fact that you used to be selling ass. Somebody brings up the fact that you was on some gold digging shit. Somebody brings up the fact that you was on some selfish shit, some crazy shit, some drugged out shit, some whatever shit, some prostitution shit. They're not going to forget that. You can't move on from a drug addiction. You can't move on from any negative behavior and not expect it to ever come up anymore. Because you know what that means? It means that you have not moved on. Wise man Wayne, what's up? You haven't moved on. That's exactly what that says. So you got to be prepared for that kind of shit. for real. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, Cherry Cherry says, I went out for my birthday and got sick only for 2 hours. But Cherry Cherry, your birthday was over a week ago. It was damn near 2 weeks ago. It's the 20th. Your birthday was like the 9th. Tell me, you didn't fuck around and get the Rona, did you? You got the Rona. Don't get the Rona. Everybody pray for Cherry Cherry. Don't let her get the Rona. No, 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 not the Rona. No, no, Cherry. No, Dana, no. No, Dana, no. Somebody get us some Regeneron. Carol Jamie says, I forgot, but I was watching Finding Your Roots on Tuesday, and they said, okay, cool. We end the old year and begin the new year. Oh, wait a minute. Cherry, she's a female, so she might be celebrating her birthday the whole month. So, Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's good? What's good? Carol Chamberlain says, everybody has a past. No need to keep bringing it up. I'm just saying. But see, that's what I'm saying. This might not be a situation where somebody keeps bringing it up, but you think that nobody is going to bring it up. See, the thing is, when you're out there doing your thing, whatever secret it is, people be thinking that that nobody saw them, and come to find out that a lot of people saw them. Come to find out that a lot of people saw them, or at least the person who saw them, they didn't see them, and now you got to come face to face with them bringing the fact up. And you looking at it like, oh, my God, you tried to humiliate me in front of all my new friends. Well, your new friends don't know that you used to be out there. But they should know because you've moved on. And if you still are embarrassed by the things that you've done, the fact remains that you have not moved on. That's the only problem. You haven't moved on. It's not a real problem that you can't move on. It's the problem that you haven't moved on. You haven't done the work that was necessary in order to get to the next place in your life where you can feel safe and secure and confident. That shit ain't cool. Robbie Ming says, people always bringing up shit from the past. But that was in the past. We're talking about now. Well, your past is your now. It is. Because if you didn't have your past, you couldn't brag about what you're doing now. But see, we don't be wanting to look at it that way because we just want the bad shit that we ever did to go away. But it don't. But it shouldn't have to. It shouldn't have to. If you have reconciled it. See, a lot of times we try to move on without fixing it. That's like, you know what that's like? That's like putting air in a tire that has a slow leak. Like, yeah, as long as I fill it up, ain't nothing wrong with the tire. Look, we don't even hear it going. But guess what happens over time? I know one thing. You better not go on a long road trip with that fucked up tire because you know what's going to happen? You know, Murphy's Law is going to happen. That little slow leak that you had in that tire is going to blow out while you on the fucking highway doing 80. And you're going to damn near either kill yourself, hurt yourself, get in a bad accident, when all you had to do was go to the tire shop, pay your little $10, get the tire plugged, and nothing would have been wrong. But that's how your past is when you don't take care of it. Fix this shit. If you don't do the things that you used to do anymore, then you should be able to stand up and represent that. Yup, I did used to get high. Yup, I did used to suck dick. Yup, I did used to sell ass. Yup, I did used to steal shit. Yup, I did disgrace my family, my kids. I lost them DHS, had to get them back, lost them again. You know what I mean? They was in foster care. They still harbor resentment about that shit to this day. Yeah, you did that. You did that. You did that. That can't go away. That's your history. But the important thing is that you went to the rehab. You did the shit. You did the work. You may have gone to rehab 3 or 4 or 5 times before it finally clicked, like, yo, I got to change my life. And you know, if y'all know crackheads or ex-crackheads like I did, everything was right with them physically while they was getting high. I mean, they might have got skinny and all that shit. They went in rehab, came back 90 days, all fit and shit, females, titties out here, ass out there, boom, in 90 days. But guess what? In another 180 days, they had to go to rehab again because they relapsed. They wasn't ready to get clean. But once you're really ready to get clean, then you don't fear people talking about you getting high because you like, yep, I did all of that shit. I did all of that, and I'm really, really sorry about it. And if I could go back and change that past, I would, but I can't. So the best I can do is reconcile it for real, and face that truth, face that pain, give my apologies, try to make amends, and do better from here on out. That's what I'm going to do. All smiles, my girl Tara Anthony. What's going on, man? How you feeling? Good to see me some you. It's always a pleasure to see you come through. For real. For real. Hold on. What did Cherry say? She said, yes, I just got my symptoms. I can't taste this or smell nothing. It definitely takes your energy away. One of my kids, adult kids, got it too. I set my clock so I can listen and put, oh, shit. All right. Well, here's what you can do. When the Rona first came out, there was a video going around about using steam treatment in order to kill that shit because, you know, the Rona is in your sinuses. It starts in your sinuses and then it creeps down into your lungs, and that's how you get all fucked up with the pneumonia and all of that. So try this. Take some, if you have any Himalayan sea salt or black salt, onion, maybe even some garlic or ginger, put that shit in a pot, boil that shit, and inhale that shit. And you gotta put your face all the way in it. You gotta put your face in that shit, and you gotta inhale it. You're not gonna like it. Don't try to wear no makeup or nothing. It's gonna melt all of that shit off. But you have to breathe it in and damn near burn the nasal passages with the steam. But that shit will kill the Rona, for real, for real. It will kill that shit. You can do that before you catch the Rona, and you can do it after you catch the Rona. But it will help you. It will help you to get through it. I knew somebody who got it, and they did that shit, and it worked. Just cut and dry. Now, you can say maybe they just didn't have it that bad. No, they was fucked up, and they were scared, and I talked them through it, and I walked them through it, and they did the shit, and they kept doing it, and then they got well. You don't want to take no chances on this shit. We're not trying to have that type of casualty. No, don't do it. Yo, get some onion, get some garlic, get some salt, get some, if you don't have any Himalayan sea salt or whatever, use regular salt or whatever. And the steam is the most important thing, but I'm trying to get you to treat the steam so that it can put some herbs, some nutrients, some vitamins, some treatment into the air of the steam so it can actually, you know, send a charge to your nasal passages, so you can actually start to heal. But try that shit and do it ASAP. Matter of fact, you can stop listening to the show right now and go do that shit. Don't wait that shit out, man. A lot of people don't make it through that shit. Listen, everybody who's listening right now, don't take no fucking chances on that Rona shit. I mean, if you know you got that shit or you seriously believe that you have it, fix that. Drink lots of tea and all of that. It doesn't like heat. Tara all smiles. She says steam water, warm water, and take sea moss, okay? Turmeric, you have to build up your immune system. It's no joke. The shit is really real. Serious. Real shit. But do that shit. Do that shit. Robbie Mink says, get to the topic. Robbie Mink says, I used to smoke weed and people bring it up. I say, sure I did. And so what? I don't smoke now. Smoking weed ain't shit. Shit. Rob, look. People trying to make you feel bad about smoking weed. You got people older than you running around here like, yeah, I smoke weed every day. That's my new medicine. I'm like, well, what's wrong with you, son? Where is this world coming to? Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to. But handle that. Handle that, Cherry. Anso Jones said, someone said I can't talk bad about the military because I was 100% in. Fuck out of here. Me and Annette go at it all the time over the military. I don't give a fuck who was in it or out of it, and I ain't never been in it. But I can say what I want to say, and I can feel how I want to say. I mean, I can feel how I want to feel, but it's going to be based on evidence. I'm not going to just slander motherfuckers and shit. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Shirley says, wait. Carol Jimmy says, do you need a care package? I can leave one at your door if you need something. No, don't go nowhere over there. We going to treat her from here and shit. See, your mother, see, you try to be helpful and see, you fuck around and get, no. I'm just saying, no. No. We already in overtime. No. I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 8930. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind right now?
It's Indy Queen.
What up, Indy Queen?
Hello? Yeah. I've been on the line for a minute. You must don't watch your screen.
I got it now, though. My bad.
Well, I don't know what the discussion was. I had someone say I kind of lost my thought process. But it was about somebody's past. What people do in their past don't matter. It ain't got nothing to do with the future.
What if you kill somebody in your past? Hold on.
If I kill somebody, maybe I had a good reason to kill somebody. Maybe I had to kill somebody in order for me to live.
Oh, yeah?
So what's wrong
with that? The law might see it a little different.
It don't matter. Everybody got skeletons in their closet.
All right.
And ain't no seeing worse than the next one.
Okay.
I ain't no church person, but as far as I'm concerned, ain't no seeing worse than the next one. What's the difference in somebody going to kill somebody and somebody stealing from somebody?
Because when you steal from somebody, somebody still lives. You can always get back what was stolen from you. But ain't nobody coming back from the dead.
But people kill. I've seen people kill for just maybe they had to kill for a reason to defend themselves. I ain't gonna look at them as being no killers. They did what they had to do at that point in time, and you don't know the situation, so it's nothing to really. He can't really. Oh, I don't even know the word to say.
Well, my point was. Only thing I'm saying is things that you did in the past do matter. They do matter. You know what I mean? You can't get to today without going through yesterday. You can't get to Z without going from A to Y. There's no way you can do that.
Okay. Let me give you a situation. Okay. I used to be a thief. Now what? But maybe I had to steal and do what I had to do. So that's part of survival. So is that going to hold? Am I going to be held accountable for that? No.
Why not?
Because that's part of my past. That's something I used to do. And I wouldn't even be ashamed of it because I ain't doing it now. So it don't even matter. And what people say, people gonna always have something negative to throw at anybody because maybe that's part of their misery. They done did something, and they looking at themselves in that type of light, and they directing that toward the next person.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
That's just like saying,
Hold on.
That's just like me being I used to be a crackhead. Okay, and so what? I ain't one that. So what that got, what my past got to do with how I'm living now? Nothing.
Oh, yeah? All right, let me ask you this. You know that
man,
all crackheads.
I hold nobody accountable for what they done did in their past. That's dumb.
I hold everybody accountable for what they did in the past. It don't mean I'm
accountable for what you didn't do in your past too, right?
That's right. Damn right.
Okay. So if you
I don't expect nobody to forget what I did, especially if it affected them. So hold on. Now if I'm a crackhead, right? Let's just say if I'm a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's hard, crack is hard to afford when you're not working, or even if you are working, it's hard to afford. You can never make enough money to sustain a crack habit. So what happens when you got a crack habit? You got to steal from somebody. So you may have moved. Hold on. So you got to steal from people. And normally you steal from the people who are close to you. You know, like your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, your kids. Oh, speaking of your kids, why you so busy getting high? You're not taking care of your kids. What happens to your kids? Somebody got to take care of your kids. More than likely, that's your mom or your sisters or your brother, somebody else. It ain't you. Because you're too busy getting high. Now you done affected all of these lives. Your children didn't get to grow up being well-adjusted. They had to grow up with a mother for a crackhead or a father for a crackhead who was too busy being selfish, getting high to take care of them. So they may have all kinds of developmental problems. They may have all kinds of emotional problems and shit like that, feelings of abandonment, never getting a chance to be raised by their parents like the way everybody is supposed to. But now you go to rehab and get clean. You mean to tell me your past doesn't matter? You done fucked up everybody around you.
Right. I mean, it mattered, but it matters to a certain point. If what people done did in their past, you can't change that. You can only move better forward and do better and do your best.
That's true. But my point is your past does matter because you affect other people with the things that you do. That's my point. So know that you really move past it is to be able to confront it when it confronts you. So if you're going to get mad at people, if Thanksgiving is coming up and you scared that your cousin who VCR you stole back in 1987 is going to bring it up, you haven't moved past it. You got to be like, well, cuz, I paid you back for that VCR. Well, come on, cuz. You know what I mean? We better than that now. You know what I mean? You know, I know I was wrong about that and all of that, but I've tried to make it up for you. I'm making it up to you, and I did make it up to you. So, you know, you can't bring that up. But if you're going to get mad at everybody or if you're going to feel embarrassed about what you used to do, but you wasn't feeling embarrassed about that shit when you was doing it.
Right. I don't think they should be embarrassed about their past. I mean, because if they did it, they did it. Ain't no way around it. So you just got to admit to the fault that you did and move on. And as long as they ain't still doing that type of shit, I ain't mean to curse, but
you curse. This is a cursing show.
Well, I don't know, but if they no longer doing that type of shit and they done fessed up to the mistakes that they did do, I mean, they can't really hold that against them. If they keep bringing it up, people don't talk anyway. Should they talk about Jesus Christ? And especially black people, they good for that. They'll bring up 20 years, 30 years, happened 30 years ago, still talking about the same old thing. That just let me know that they still living in the past.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say you help somebody out. You help somebody out that was doing bad at the time. And, you know, they were struggling. You took them in your crib, and they took your kindness for a weakness. They stole from you. They lied on you. They tried to make you look bad. They fucked your man. You know what I mean? They tried to make your kids, turn your kids against you, all that kind of shit. And now they let them tell it. They don't do that anymore. That's okay? That's all right with you?
I mean, that's just a lesson learned, you know. But I would never look at them the same. I mean, their actions is going to speak louder than whatever words they got to say.
All right. Well, I say that the only way to, first of all, I don't think that there's any reason to escape your past unless your past is your present. If your past ain't your present, then you shouldn't have anything to worry about. You shouldn't have anything to be ashamed of. However, the problem comes when a lot of people say that they past is they past, and it really ain't they past. There are a lot of people who still get high talking about they don't get high no more. There are a lot of people saying that they don't lie, and they still lying. There are a lot of people saying that they don't steal no more, and they still stealing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And and those are the ones who normally get mad. Real mad when you bring shit up, because they know they haven't taken care of that shit yet. They ain't fixed it.
Right.
They haven't fixed it.
If they get upset about it, then it must be something true about it. Because if you ain't doing it no more, why would you be upset? It's something that can be talked about, even though it is in the past. But if you ain't doing it no more, why get upset and angry?
Listen,
that made me think otherwise.
All I'm saying is, if you stole something, you got to give back what you stole. You can't expect the person who you stole from not to bring it up. If you lied to somebody, you got to tell the truth to the person you lied to. You can't expect the person that you lied to not to bring up the fact that you lied. You can't. It just don't work that way. You know, so many people try to say, well, I fixed myself. Why can't you just accept that? But they don't want to accept what they've done. They don't want to fix that. It ain't going to work.
I mean, it's not the point of not accepting what they did, but then why keep digging back in history about some negative if they no longer doing it no more? It's been done. It's been talked about. Okay, now what? You going to keep talking about it, bringing it up, the same old thing that's already been fixed? That don't make sense. They got a problem, and they holding on to old grudges or something like that. Seem like they holding on to the past and trying to hold it against that person.
Well, I mean, listen, I don't know. I normally take the side of the victim. The one who did it is not normally whose side I'm on. So I say that. If you the victim, you got a right to bitch. I can't.
What if your little brother did something to you when you were younger, and now, like, y'all have a teenager, and you grew up now, this 30 years later, and he's still bringing that up. Would that be okay?
It depends on what he did. Like, if my brother made me suck his dick, I ain't going to never let him forget it.
Well, not nothing like that. Well, something like that.
You can't say not nothing like that, because this is the kind of shit that be happening. And this is the kind of shit that people don't be wanting people to bring up.
Well, I don't know. I ain't never been in that situation. But I'm going to give you a situation.
Well,
I
ain't been in this situation either, but I'm just saying.
You know what? In the one way, you right, because I got a sister. She always been a thief. All her life, even when we was younger, and I never even had relations with her like a sister because of that reason, because she's always been a thief. And still today, even we older, I still look at her the same way, because you always stole. You never made it right with people or even with me. So even right now in my 50s and she's 40, today still, and this stuff happened like when she was 20, and today still I don't have a relationship with her for that very reason, because I hate a thief and I hate a liar, and that's what she was then. And probably still is, I don't know. I've had a relationship with her in over 15 years, period. No type of relationship. She tried to reach out to me, but I won't accept it because you didn't do it too much. And by us being our relationship on bad terms for so many years, like 15 years, it really don't bother me anymore. I'd rather for it to stay this way, because it don't look like she really changed a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
that's
pretty much what I'm talking about. People, like I said, it's often the people who haven't changed their behavior that don't want you bringing up what they used to do, because what they used to do, they still dabble in it a little bit. Now, that's not always, but a lot of times it is. But the bottom line is, there are things that we do that affect other people, and we can't expect people to just, you know, act like it didn't happen or just sweep that under the rug. That ain't cool.
It affected me so much, so that's why I feel the way that I do, and I feel like we'll never have a relationship, period.
Word. Mm-hmm. I understand. I do.
And then not only that, other people and the family members try to, like, uphold her because it happened in the past. It don't matter. She ain't make it right, so it don't matter to me.
And that's the way, and that's how things go on and on and on forever, because people keep protecting them. People keep babying them. People keep acting like they meant well or they didn't mean to do shit. Nah.
Yeah, my family be talking about some, that was a long time ago. Yeah, we family. I don't care. Yeah, we family as far as blood. That's about it. But I don't care. She affected me. That's the way it is. That's the way it turned out. And I, like, completely cut her off. If I see her, like, on the street, I'll treat her like a stranger. I wave and keep going. No conversation or anything. I might wave, maybe. That's it, with my hand, not even with a voice. I can't treat her no different than I do a stranger, because if you steal and lie to your own family, you ain't got no conscience about yourself. And it ain't nothing you did ever to try and make it out right, to make it right. So it's better to just keep that relationship cut off the way it is. The way that I see it. But my family don't see it that way, and they don't understand. It didn't affect them, so obviously they really don't, why they don't understand.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, when you see somebody who has done you dirty getting protected or babied or excused by other people, it almost makes it seem like they dissing you. Like, you know, like your feelings didn't matter, like, or whatever you did, however you felt or whatever happened to you wasn't as important as protecting they little demonic little predatory feelings and shit. Man, fuck them.
Right, because even when my family, my brothers, they deal with it, but I even cut them off because I don't want to be in a situation. If you're dealing with her, you're not going to deal with me. Not on the same level anyway. I don't want to be involved with it, with her in the picture at all, if I'm around. So that's how I do. I pretty much cut myself off from them, too, because they know how she is. I know how she is. And I ain't going to ignore the fact that you know and I know. I see you as fighting with the wrong stuff that she did.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to thank you for calling in. I really appreciate you calling in again. It's good to hear your voice. You know what I mean? Say what up to all my peoples out there in Indianapolis. That's a good look. But I'm going to holler at you, though. So you have a good night. You be safe. Oh, let me ask you this before you go. What are they doing about the have they shut down your city? Have they imposed like restrictions as far as businesses and things like that? Have they done that in Indianapolis?
Actually, they never really fully opened back up. Downtown looked so trashy with all the boards still on the window. Some people never took them down. And other people start boarding back up during this election thing because they fearful of another riot. And then a young man that was shot 14 times, they feared another riot on that. Then the schools shut back down, yes. And pretty much that's it. And they stopped the unemployment for the people here. Now in the COVID cases, them rose just as much as they did in March. So it's all jacked up with this. It's real jacked up down here.
Okay. Yeah, because as of today, they put a lot of restrictions on, like no more gyms, health clubs, no more indoor dining. You know what I mean? All of this is going on until January 1st.
What state are you in?
I'm in. We're in Philly.
Oh. Oh, so y'all like on a level like Illinois.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so.
Well, we do got
like the rest of Pennsylvania not like this. But in Philadelphia it is.
Oh, well, we still got, they call them essential things, but it's really not essential. Like we still got the health club open and ain't no dining in, and they got BS bullshit open that really shouldn't be open. But other than that, everything still, ain't nobody walking around with all them goddamn masks on, I tell you that. When they go on the stores, they put them on just to have one. Once they get in, they under their chin.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah, that's cool.
And I don't even go out in no public place. I go out very seldom into a public place. But I make sure I have my mask on because I don't want nobody coughing. And I don't want they sneezing coming to me. I'm just proud to protect myself anyway. So I saw you last time I called in. I was saying hi to you using Sister Bev chat room because I frequent there a lot.
Who?
Beverly D, the political chat room.
Oh, no, I don't know that. I don't
yes,
know
she
about
was. She was in there last time I called in, and I went over there, and you were sitting in there.
Oh,
with
yeah?
Dr. Robert Oakes. Yeah. They was talking about this election stuff. It's a black political chat room.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check that out, because if I was
Beverly
in there, I didn't know I was in there.
Yep, Beverly D. That's her name. She got a good platform, too.
All right, I'm going to check that out. Good looking out.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
All right. Peace.
All right. All right, I'll get with you later. You have a good night. Be safe. All right, that's what's up. I think we have another call on the line, but they didn't press number one. So we're going to go ahead and do these birthday shout outs. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to do the birthday shout-outs. We had some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-C-I-A-L. They are, hold on, let me check this. Because wait a minute, this was my man number. This was my man All right, let me make sure these good. 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 Levels is good. What are we doing? What are we doing here? This thing, been, like the birthday joints ain't been acting right lately. They're not acting right. We gonna fix it though. It's gonna be all right. Yeah, you know it's gonna be all right. Thank you. It's gonna be okay. We do this thing like every day. All right. Nah, you can't stop the rock. All right. Number one out the box, my girl, Robin, Darlene, artist. Darlene, Robin, artist. Happy birthday to you. And also, Fiona McKenzie, turning 41 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Joyce, Big Red Ross, turning 48 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Donna Clay. That's right. Donna Clay. Go get a Donna Clay turning 46 years old today. And Sharita Hampton turning 35 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Mahogany Foster. I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on into the damn, the rock out. Rock on into the damn rock out. Rock on into the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen to what we say because of this type of shit can happen every day. Yo, man, you know, they say, well, we ask the question, can it be a diss if it's true? Well, yeah, it can be a diss even if it's true because it may be true at the wrong time or it may be true in the wrong way or it may be true from the wrong perspective. It may be true in a lot of ways that are not good ways. Hey. You got to kind of choose your battles, baby. You got to choose your battles. And if you don't choose your battles will be chosen for you. But either way, you got to work it out. And either way, you should make sure that it's going to be all right. Your job in life is to make sure that you're all right. I want to address something real quick. You know, because even though we was going back and forth and joking around about it, this shit is serious. The girl Dana Dane, a.k.a. Cherry Cherry in the chat room, is experiencing symptoms of a serious condition right now. And we want to make sure that regardless of what the outcome may be, we want to do everything and advise her of everything that's necessary to be done in order to ensure her good health and safety. What we don't want to do is lose a go-getter to sickness, or should I say illness, or death and whatever. And hopefully it's nowhere near that level of seriousness right now. But this is nothing to play around with. There's nothing to fuck around with. Everybody, probably all of us know somebody who has been very, very adversely affected by this thing, and we want to do everything necessary and advise her of everything necessary that she can do and what her options may be in order to ensure her safety. So, Dana, I just want to say that we are all pulling for you actively, and please accept any of the live and direct advice that people are giving to you because we've all known people who have had it. We've helped them get through it, and whether we did it by prayer or whether we did it by action, you know, but definitely take care of yourself. Seek medical attention if you need to, and but you don't have to go through this thing all alone, even if you are living all alone. You know, there's a difference between being alone and being lonely, and you don't want to have to fight any type of illness or go through any type of condition being lonely because that's not going to help. So with that being said, take care of yourself. Going to be all right. We praying for you tonight, and we know you're going to be all right. No other options. So do that steam thing. Carol, you know what I'm saying? Annette, I'm the boss of y'all. Y'all do what I tell y'all to do. I run y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, me. Yeah, I paid for. Yeah. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And make absolutely sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow, y'all, for another Daily Go Get It Business show. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock and Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, yes, y'all. And then we back on at 7 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, speaking of Thursday, you know, Thursday is Thanksgiving. We'll see how we're going to do that. You know, we'll see how we're going to do that. We'll work it out, but we'll see how we're going to do that. So y'all have a good night, and if I don't speak to y'all again, have a great weekend. Be safe, be loving, be admired, be adored, be affectionate, be of what you want to be. Be what you want to be. Be what you want to be. Be for what you want to be. Be of what you're going to be. Be easy, y'all. All right, let me get Blog Talk on out of there. I'm going to holler back at y'all. Yeah, I said, peace, Block Talk. Peace, Block Talk.